This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In pharmacological news today, generics. Pfizer says it's going to combine its off-brand division with the EpiPen manufacturer Mylan and create a whole business focused on drugs that have lost their patent protections. The theory being that Pfizer would then be able to focus on patented and more profitable medicines, including conceivably cancer treatments. Cancer drugs have never been cheap, but in the oh-so-pricey world of big pharma, oncology drugs are among the most expensive. And where high-dollar amounts are on the line, the various business interests involved become more sharply defined. Blake Farmer of WPLN in Nashville reports now on the fight between cancer doctors and pharmacy benefit managers.
There's nothing immediately impressive about the shelves of medication I'm looking at, except that they're worth millions of dollars.
This is a $19,000 bottle.
And these pill bottles are what pharmacist Stacy McCullough calls the battleground. Because of the price, the medications are sold only in specialty pharmacies and are closely monitored by the entity paying the bill, known as a pharmacy benefit manager, or PBM. They decide which drugs an employer will pay for. Now, they also run their own specialty pharmacies, so they're selling cancer drugs too. Big oncology practices also sell cancer drugs. Perhaps you can see where this fight over these pricey pills is heading. Cancer clinics and PBMs weren't so much at odds back when chemotherapy required IV infusions. But these days, chemo can often be delivered through oral medication, easily shipped to a patient's house. McCullough argues that Tennessee Oncology's pharmacy is still best suited to serve its own patients.
These medications need management. Patients need to be closely monitored. Patients need a relationship with their healthcare provider.
But PBMs have been cutting into the business, and major cancer clinics around the country have been collecting grievances from patients in order to get Congress to rein in the PBM industry. Nicole Pankey lives outside Nashville. She's become one of the cautionary tales in all this. She didn't even know who her PBM was until CVS Caremark started second-guessing her prescriptions, like one designed to prepare her body for chemo.
It causes my bone marrow to produce more white blood cells.
The 41-year-old mother was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer last year. She wanted to start chemo right away to give her the most time to see her kids grow up. She needed a drug that runs $500 a dose. Her PBM required her to use its pharmacy, but the drug was out of stock.
They called me and said, "Oh, we can't fill your prescription. I'm sorry." And I was like, "Excuse me?" I was not happy with that answer.
Pankey spent hours on the phone, and eventually CVS Caremark, which did not respond to requests for comment, agreed to pay for the medication at the doctor's pharmacy, so her chemo regimen stayed on track.
The thing is I pushed. I'm strong enough to push and say, no, that's not an acceptable answer to me, that this is my life.
And she points out not everyone would put up a fight.
No, I don't know that my mother would do that.
PBMs are easy targets. They sometimes question what a patient's doctor has prescribed or suggest a lower-cost alternative. And lawmakers have scrutinized how cozy they've become with pharmaceutical companies. Top executives have even been called to testify to Congress this year, where they've made a case for their existence. Derek Arise is the president of CVS Caremark.
Over the last 3 years, we have saved our clients and their members $141 billion in drug costs.
The middleman role is helpful, says health policy professor Stacy Dusetsina.
PBMs are really trying to help manage spending growth.
Dusetsina studies rising drug prices at Vanderbilt University. Cancer medication is a chief offender. She says cancer doctors and their pharmacies do need someone to make sure they go with the cheapest alternative that's still effective.
Which basically translates to trying to keep your premiums on your health insurance lower so that your employer can do things like pay you more rather than just paying for your health benefits.
It's just that cancer patients aren't thinking about their monthly insurance premiums when they run into a cost control measure standing between them and a potentially life-saving medication. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.